with a smile, look at the person beside you and say, good morning, welcome to another resurrection morning. Welcome to another resurrection morning. With a smile. With a smile.
Forever grateful.
Thank you.
Thank you. That you have been with a smile. Faithful.
Thank you.
To me, Lord.
Give thanks to God.
For your amazing grace.
Thank you. We give thanks to God for another resurrection morning like this. We thank God for making it possible for you and I to gather before Him this morning. And for the privilege that He has given to us, it means there is something that He still wants us to know as we continue in this journey from earth to glory. There is something God still wants us to know. There is something He wants to share. God wants to speak to us so that our journey from here to heaven can be a successful one. And God will grant us the grace to make a successful journey in Jesus' name. At this morning, by the grace of God, we shall be looking briefly at a study that I titled The Works of Faith. The Works of Faith. Can we all say that? Say it loud and clear. The Works of Faith. Let's quickly turn our Bibles to the book of James. We are going to do some few readings this morning because it is a Bible study. So be ready to learn. Be ready to write. There's no room for sleeping. No. Don't sleep. Don't allow the enemy to rob you of your blessings this morning. Because the Lord wants to show you something. He wants to bless you. And you will not go home the same in Jesus' name. The book of James chapter 2. Let's look at that Bible reading. James chapter 2 from 15 to 17. James chapter 2 from 15 to 17. Now look at the screen. If a brother or sister be what? Naked and destitute of daily food. A brother, your brother, my brother, is destitute. Which brother are we talking about here? First and foremost, it is a brother in the Lord that we are talking about. It is a sister in the Lord. First, the household of God. Verse 16. And one of you say unto them, that is, you say unto the brother and the sister that is destitute, you know, this brother is hungry, that sister needs your assistance. Depart in peace, that is, go, it is well with thee. Be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding. You give them not those things which are what? Needful to the body. You did not give, you know that sister needs your help. You know that brother actually needs your help. You know. You are aware that he needs something, that she needs something from you. But all that you are able, and you have it, is another thing. You have that. You can render that assistance. You have it. But you said unto that brother, or you say unto that sister, go in peace. Shalom. It is well with thee. If that brother should go to the stomach ministry and tell those people who are selling, our sisters that are selling food there, shalom, it is well with you, or peace be unto you, as if that can fetch them something to eat. Eh? Can you go to the stomach ministry and tell our sisters there, shalom, and they will give you food to eat? No. And you say to him, give them not what is needful for the body. What doth it what? Profit. Verse 17. Even so, don't forget the works of what? Faith. Even so, faith, if it hath not what? Works is what? Everybody is what? Dead, being alone. That is it. So this morning, briefly, we are looking at the works of faith as we move into the study. Faith is one of the foundational principles of the Christian life. It's our foundation. It's talking about, faith is talking about our foundation, what we stand on. Faith is talking about our revelation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Through faith, we receive salvation. Yes. Walk with God and obtain his promises. However, true faith is never idle. A genuine faith in Christ is never idle. That means that faith that will save you is not just you believe, you confess, that settles it. No, there must be something to prove that you actually believe. There must be a work to back your faith in Christ. However, true faith is never idle. Genuine faith always produces obedience to God's instruction. Take note. A true faith in Christ, a genuine faith in Christ, we always produce what? Works. And what is this work that we are talking about? There must follow an obedience to the word of God. If any faith does not produce obedience, that faith is regarded as what? A dead faith. James teaches that faith without corresponding action is what? Is dead. Faith is a verb. It's an active word. Faith is not passive. It's active. You cannot say that you believe and you will not do anything. You cannot say that you believe and you sit down. You cannot say that, in fact, what you are doing really shows what you believe. I repeat, your works shows what you stand for. As they will say, that the way you dress, you will be what? Addressed. So faith is active. Faith is not just come to the altar, say after me, and it is settled, go and sit down. There must be actions to back that faith up. If there are no actions, if there are no obedience to the instruction of God, that faith is nothing but a dead faith. It cannot take you to anywhere. So James teaches that faith without corresponding action is dead. The works of faith are therefore the practical acts of obedience that demonstrate our trust in God. So the works of faith is simply telling us our actions, our practical actions that shows that we truly believe in God. The Bible presents many examples of people whose faith was proven by their actions. Here in the Bible, our leather manual, the book of the Lord, the Holy Scriptures show us many people who prove their faith by their actions. Why? It also shows us or warns us about those whose faith was incomplete, whose faith was partial, whose faith are entirely without obedience. The Bible contains two sets of people. One, those whose faith shows that they actually, who prove their faith by their works. And the Bible also shows us some group of people who shows that they believe, but there is no action, nothing to show for it. And these two group of people are seated here right now. Here in this assembly, we have this category, two category of people. One, those who show their faith by their works. Two, those who only professes a faith, but there is nothing to show that they truly believe in Christ. Nothing, nothing. So let's examine ourselves and see which category do we belong to. This study is briefly divided into three. One, the meaning of the works of faith. We shall quickly look at what it means when we say the works of faith. And then we shall also look at the living faith. There is a faith that is living. If there is a living faith, then there must also be a what? A dead faith. If there is something living, there must also be the opposite. Opposite of living is what? Dead. So you have to put yourself into. You belong to one of these faith. It's either you are having a living faith or you are having the third part, which is what? The dead faith. The faith that does not produce any action. The faith that only ends at mouth. The faith that only confesses and it ends there. if you look at her, if you look at him, nothing to prove that he actually have that faith. But he's saying it. But he's confessing it. And someone somewhere is assuring her, is telling him that he is saved. He's going to heaven. That he's only waiting for the trumpet to sound. But nothing in the life of that believer to show that he's actually going to heaven. Nothing. Nothing to show for it. So let's look at those two categories of believers today. The meaning of the works of faith. The works of faith are acts of obedience that result from believing and trusting God's word and instruction. Faith receives God's instruction. Why works are the obedience action taken in response to that instruction. True faith is not merely believing that God exists. Look at it. A true faith does not only believe that God exists. Everybody, even the devils, even Satan believe that God exists. Satan believes there is God. But there is one thing with the faith of Satan. That faith of Satan is equal to a dead faith, because the fact that Satan believes God exists, he does not obey the word of God. True faith is not merely believing that God exists. It is believing God enough to do what? To obey him. Oh, apart from believing, do you obey him? You said, I believe Jesus is Lord. I believe it does not end here. Do you also believe that there are actions you must take to be saved? I have faith. I have given my life to God, to Christ, 30 years ago. What is the evidence that you have given your life to Christ? It's not a matter of mouth. It's not 50 years ago I've given myself. What is the proof? What shows? What work do you have to show to the world, to the people that you are living around? What do you have? What is your evidence that you truly believe in God? The key truth: faith is believing God's word. Works are obeying God's word. God's word. Works shows obedience. Let's move on. The second part, the living faith. The living faith. Living faith, I have said it before, that faith is an active word. It's a verb. So what is a living faith? A living faith is that faith that produces complete obedience to God's instruction. That is it. Any faith that does not obey the laid down principles, the word of God, that faith is not what? A living faith. It is just a mouth faith. It is just a mouth confession. Any faith that does not obey the word of God, it is just a confession. And nobody, no confession can take you to anywhere without what? Believing, without obedience to the word of God. It is active faith. A living faith is an active faith. It is not I do. You show a living faith by what you do. It is not by saying alone. When you have a living faith, everybody will see. Everybody around you, your neighbors will see. Your husband will know. Your wife will know. Your relative, they will know that what you're having is a living faith. You cannot hide it. It's seen. It's written over you. What you believe is written over you. It patterns the way you behave. It talks about the way you talk. It talks about the way you dress. It talks about the way you relate with people. All is talking about the kind of faith that you have. It is active. You cannot hide it. It is active faith. It is demonstrated through actions that agree with God's commandment. The book of James, chapter 2 and verse 26. Let's look at James 2 and verse 26 briefly. The heroes, okay. For as the body without the spirit is what? Is dead. So faith without works, faith without any evidence, faith that ends only at the mouth, confession only at the mouth, is also what? Is dead. Is dead. So in the Bible, we have so many who practices this living faith, or what I can call active faith. So let's look at them briefly as we look at the book of Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to look at them as the time will permit us briefly, those who practice the living faith. Don't forget the works of what? Of faith. The works of faith. But before we go to that book of Hebrews 11, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 10. 1 Corinthians 3. Now, look at this scripture. Don't forget the works of faith. The works of faith. Evidences. Those things that shows that you truly believe in God. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me. This is Apostle Paul speaking to the church of God. As a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. That means the faith that you and I is following. We are not the foundation layers. Faith does not begin with us. We are not the one that God used to lay the foundation. The apostles have laid the words, the foundation. Now look at it. I have laid the foundation. Another builded thereon. You and I, who are we? We are builders. We are to build on the foundation that had already been what? Laid. Okay. Builded. But let every man take heed how he builded what? Take heed how you are doing the work of God. Take heed how you are doing the evangelism. Is good. It's good. It's good to go out and win souls. How are you doing it? That's what is motivating you to do what you are doing. That is what God is looking at. What is the fire that is moving you? Why are you doing what you are doing? Hope it is not so that everybody will see me. You are a prayer warrior. You can pray. You can pray. It's good to pray. It's good to pray. Oh, but you have some group of people that you don't pray with. You have others you pray for. God is looking at the action behind your prayer. You can never pray with some people unless they give you something. God is taking a note. He's looking at you. For other foundation can no man lay than that is what? Is laid. Who laid the foundation? Who are those that have laid the foundation? The apostles, which is Christ Jesus. That is the foundation. The foundation upon which you and I are supposed to build is on who? We are to build on who? On Christ, the solid rock. That is who we are supposed to build on. Verse 12. For if any man build, look at some people's works, so look at what some people are building. Look at the works of some people. If any man build upon this foundation, number one, gold. That is what some people are building. They are building gold on your already laid foundation. Some are building what? Silver. And other people, precious stones. Others are building what? Wood. Hey, and what? Stubbles. Now, I want to ask you a question. Then we have six. Hang it there. Put that scripture there. Put it back. Verse 12. Look at this 16 that was mentioned. Which of them do you think can go through the test of God's fire? Which of them? Gold? Stone can. Silver can go through it. Precious stone. Then come to the last three. Can wood go through the fire of God's test? What about hay, grasses? Grasses that is used to feed animals. That is what some people are building. I am working for God. I am working for God. Unknown to you, what you are doing is nothing but wood. A wood is good for nothing than to burn. That means some people's work is going to what? Burn. It cannot go through the fire of God's test.
It will burn.
Hey, stubbles. That's what some people are building. You are busy. You are so busy about working for God that you don't obey the instruction of God. Don't be so occupied, so preoccupied that you don't obey how you are to do it. He is looking at obedience, not really what you are doing. God is looking at your obedience to his instruction. He is going to pay you based on your faithfulness, your loyalty, not on how you are sweating. It's good to sweat anyway, but let it be according to the word of God. All right? Living faith. The works of faith. Okay, let's move on. So let's look briefly at those heroes of faith as we move on. Number one, these are people who God himself bear witness of because they built gold. Their faith was precious. Their faith was made up of what? Silver. Because their faith went through the test of God's fire and their faith was still standing gagaraga till today. And that's why the Bible recorded them and called them what? Fathers of faith. We will still talk about their faith until Christ comes. Because their faith was what? Living faith. They proved their faith by their works. Number one, Abel. Let's look at the faith of Abel and his works. What is the faith of Abel? Abel believed God's requirement for and what? An acceptable sacrifice. Abel had a revelation. Faith comes by hearing. Abel had something from his parents. And he knows that without the shedding of blood, there cannot be words. A remission of what? Sins. He had this revelation that there must be shedding of blood. So when it was time for Abel and Cain to render their what? Sacrifices. Look, Abel rendered his sacrifices. He did his work based on revelation, based on faith in God, not just doing it anyhow. His works and on his obedient action. He brought the fatlings of his flock. And you cannot offer the best of your flocks except you have revelation in God. Because of his revelation in God, he brought it and offered them unto God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4. Hebrews 11 verse 4. Let's look at it. Hebrews 11 verse 4. By faith, by revelation in God, by revelation of what he has had. For faith comes by hearing, by faith. Abel offered unto God a more excellent what? Sacrifice than who? Cain. By which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Righteous. God testifying of his gifts. And by it being dead, yet what? Speaketh. Though he was killed, yet his faith. We are still talking about his what? His faith. Because he proved his faith by his words. Works. Abel proved his faith by his works. Which work? By the sacrifice he offered unto God. He offered those sacrifices by faith, by revelation. Whatever sacrifice you are giving, make sure it is done by words, by faith. All right? So what is the lesson we are learning from there? Faith obeys God's prescribed way and does not substitute personal opinions for divine instruction. Faith, genuine faith, living faith will not substitute. Living faith we always do according to the word of what? Of God. Let's move on. Let's see the second person. All right. We look at Enoch, his faith and his work. Enoch, the second person there is Enoch. His faith. Enoch believed God and desire fellowship with him. You see? His works. He worked consistently with God and what? Pleased him. This man was 65 years old when he was called. And the Bible said he worked with God for 300 years. 300 plus 65 will equal to what? 300 and what? 65 years. Huh? If we look, whenever we get to heaven, I will look for this man. He walked with God. He walked with God for 300 years. And it was not because God was so pleased with his works that God what? He took him away from this earth. Because his work pleased the Lord. And if your work does not please the word, the Lord in this generation, he can never take you away in the rapture. The only condition to go in the rapture is that your work of faith must what? Please him. Hebrews 11 and verse 5. Hebrews 11 verse 5. By faith, revelation in God, Enoch was translated. You see that? By faith, that he should not see what? He should not see death. And was not found. Enoch was not found. Eh? This Enoch lived in this wicked world that we are living today. You are saying it's because of my work. It's because of my wife. It's because of my husband. Enoch was married. Enoch have children. So what is your complaint? Enoch was also, he worked. He has his thing that he was doing. So what is your complaint now? It's because of, why have you not been coming? It's because of my work. It's because of this child. This is your child. When a child is not doing well, we say, Pastor, is this your child that is making me not to come? This is your child. When he's not doing well, it becomes the child of the pastor. Is this your child that is not making me to function well? Enoch have all of that. And yet, he walked with God for what? For 300 years. God translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony. But look, God can never translate you without something to show. There can never be translation without a testimony to follow. That he pleased what? What was his testimony? He pleased what? He pleased God. So if you are waiting for translation, if you are waiting for translation in glory, to go to glory, your works must what? Please the Lord. If it does not please the Lord, it cannot. You can't go in the rapture. So let's move on. Lesson to learn. Okay, Genesis. Let's look at Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. Genesis 5, 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not. For God what? Hey, church, for God what? Took him. Someday, sometime, God is going to take some people out of this world very soon. It's going to happen. Certainly, we shall go someday. We shall go. But before you go, take note. Your works must please him. What you are doing, he must be okay with it. Your work must please him before you can go. You must be loyal to him to the core. 100% loyalty. 99.9 will not go. That is disobedience. That is partial. And God is not a partial God. Okay, let's look at another person. Let's look at Noah. His faith and his works. Noah believed God's warning concerning a coming flood. God, in the book of Genesis chapter 6 and verse 8 says, and Noah found what? Favor before God. What was the favor? God told Noah what was going to what? Happen. But God also, a true grace, will also tell you the way of what? Escape. There is something you must do. If Noah have sit down and say, oh yes, I have the knowledge. I know flood is going to come. I know water is going to come. I have the faith. I believe. And Noah, if Noah should fail to go and build an ark, what do you think will happen when the flood will come? He will perish. So knowledge without application is equals to zero. You know, you have mystery. You know mysteries. You know so many mysteries. How many of them are you applying? It is knowledge applied that saves. For the Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of what? Knowledge, isn't it? Yet some people have the knowledge and they fail. Failure to apply it kills. Let's move on.
His works.
He built the ark exactly according to what? How did he build the ark? According to God's instruction.
Hebrews 11, verse 7. Hebrews 11, verse 7. By faith, that is by revelation, Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. He prepared an ark. He prepared that ark by faith, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. He did it by faith, by revelation. He was warned. God told Noah something. Look, Noah, you have found favor before me. I am going to destroy the whole world, but this is what you must do to be saved. Genesis chapter 6, verse 22. Genesis 6, 22. Let's look at the works. So, thus did Noah according to what? Look at the works of Noah now. Eh? So did Noah, thus did Noah according to what? Oh, that who? God commanded him, so did he. Not as his general overseer commanded him. You see, no matter how you show some people the right way to be saved from the danger that is coming, as long as their geo have not showed them, nothing, they will not obey. You are to do according to the Bible. You are to do according to the laid down foundation. You are to do according to the written word of God, not according to any man's instruction. So what saved Noah and his family was because he did it according to the instruction of who? Of God. And that is the same thing, the same work that Noah did is the same thing that you and I need to do. Look, and the ark, you know the ark is the Lord Jesus Christ. And there is only one way to enter. And you can only enter through Noah. There are no other ways. And by one spirit, we all enter into the ark. By one spirit, we are all baptized into who? Okay, there are no other way about it. It's either you are born or you are not born. Lesson to learn from the life of Noah. Faith obeys God even when circumstances seems what? Unreasonable. Because how can someone reason it? There had never been rain before. But this man came with a new gospel. There is going to be rain. I mean, the scientists of his time, the wise men of his time, they cannot just, the theologian of his time cannot just understand what the man was what? Preaching. The man was preaching an unpopular gospel. That there is going to be one rain. There is going to be rain. Which rain? How? How is it going to happen? So they never believe and they never do anything to be saved. Let's move on and see another person. Briefly. Abraham. His faith and his works. Abraham believed God's promises. His works. He believed. God told Abraham, God gave him promises, not one, not two. But for Abraham to receive those promises, there are conditions, there are something, there are things Abraham must do. What are the works? He left his country. That is it. By obedience, so he left his father's house. Later, he also did another thing. God told him to sacrifice his beloved son. He also offered Isaac when instructed by who? By God. He did something. And your faith must show. There must be a work to show for your faith. Abraham, the father of faith, he was called the father of faith because he did something. He did. There must be a work to show for your faith. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8. Hebrews 11 and verse 8. By faith, revelation, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he what? Oh, what did he do? Obey by faith. Faith, active faith, living faith will always move you to do something.
Living faith is not a sitting down faith. It is an active faith. By faith, though, he did not know where he was going to, but by faith, because he has had something, he just packed his family and he what? He moved out. Not even knowing where he was going. But what was moving him? Something was moving Abraham. And what is that thing that was moving him? Faith. Living one. James. Okay, the book of, James 2:21. The book of James. Was not Abraham our father justified by what? Church. Abraham was justified by what? By works. He did something. See. Other grace preachers, there is condition. There are things you must do. It's not just that Abraham just become by works. There must be something to correspond with that your faith. If there are no actions to back your faith is a what? A dead faith. You cannot be justified just only by faith. There must be something. There must be an action that everybody will see to prove that you really believe in God. He was justified by works. When he had what? What is the work? What did he do? When he had offered who? Do you know how long he waited to get that boy? And God said, if time will permit, God said, your son, that your only what? Son. You know, God knew Abraham's sons, but he was particular about that one, that boy, that you waited for nearly about 100 years to what? To get him. It must cost you something. Grace is not just you come, you believe, you confess, just wait. One day you will go in rapture. Someone is deceiving you somewhere. Don't be deceived. Your faith must follow what? Actions. If there are no actions following your faith is not a living faith. It is equal to a dead faith. James chapter 2 and verse 21. James 2 and verse 21. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the words? The altar. He was justified by doing something. By doing something, not just by confessing, not just by sitting down and believing. Mm-mm. Abraham did something. You and I, for us to be saved, there are things, there are processes we must what? Follow. And if you say, Lila, you are not going to follow those processes, forget about salvation. Lessons to learn. Faith obeys, even when obedience requires sacrifice. You see? Faith must always obey. Let's look at other examples. We look at Sarah, her faith and her works. We have Sarah, okay? Sarah believed God's promise that he would bear a child despite her what? Her old age. This woman was close to what? She was close to 100. She was close to about 90 years. And yet, she believed the word of God unto her. Faith comes by what? Hearing. Sarah had something, and she did not consider her old age. To Sarah, menopause does not matter. You are sitting down, you are looking at me. I am 50. I have married for 100 years. When will I give birth? Sarah did not consider menopause. She believed that one day I will what? I will give birth. By faith. She believed God's promises. She received strength when it was time, that is it, and embraced God's promise. When it was time for her, strength was given to her because she believed in the prophecy that was given to her. Hebrews 11 and verse 11. Hebrews 11 verse 11. Through faith, also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive what? She received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child. When she was past what? She has passed the age of menopause. I don't know if there is anything after menopause. I don't know what it is called. She has passed everything. Nothing again. Because she judged him faithful who had what? Promise. She believed in the promise of God to her. Did you believe the promise of God to you?
Or do you sit down every night and you cry? For how long? For how long? Oh, Lord, for how long? That is not Sarah. She believed that the word of God to her will come to pass. And she received it when the time came. Faith accepts God's promises despite human limitations and what? Impossibilities. Scientists may tell you, see, with this sickness, no hope. But the word of God says there is what? There is what? Hope. Always speak the positive into those limitations of your word, of your life. It is what you speak that will come to what? To pass. Let's look at another woman briefly. We look at Rahab, her faith and her works. Her faith. Rahab believed that the God of Israel was the true God. See, this was a Gentile woman, yet she believed in the God of Israel as the true God. What was her work? She hid the spies. She did something. Because she had faith in the God of Israel, so she hid the spies and assisted them to escape. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 31. Hebrews 11 verse 31. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not, when she had received the what? The spies with peace. She received them, not even considering the wrath of the king. By faith, she received the spies, because she knows that these people, they are serving the living God. Faith is demonstrated through courageous actions that align with God's purpose. She was very courageous to hit the spies that were coming to destroy her fatherland. Yet she had faith in God and she hid them. But that was what she did. And later on, she was not destroyed with the rest of what? Of them. Because she had faith in the God that saves. Because of time, let's look at the third category of people. The dead faith. Okay, if there is living, there must also be what? Dead. The dead faith. Dead faith is faith that lacks complete obedience. It may consist of faith with partial obedience, faith without any what? Obedience. So let's look at it. James chapter 2 and verse 20. James 2 and verse 20. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is what? Faith without works, obedience. Any faith that does not follow by works, by obedience, that faith is dead. Let's move on. James 2 and verse 26. James 2 and verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is what? Dead. So faith without works, without actions, without obedience is dead also. Let's move on and see the dead faith. Let's see the dead faith. Faith with partial works of obedience. There are those whose faith have what is known as partial obedience. And in the dictionary of God, there is nothing like partial obedience. It's either you are obedient or you are what? Disobedient. Let's look at them quickly. Let's look at this group of people. Partial obedient. One, King Saul. Those who have partial obedience. Those who are running to do God a service without doing his word, his will. Okay, King, what was God's instruction? Destroy all the what? Amalekites. And everything they what? They possess. Destroy. That was the instruction of God. Destroy them. All. You cannot subtract anything from what? From all. Destroy them. 1 Kings 15 and verse 3. 1 Kings 15 and verse 3. Now go and smite the Amalek. That is the instruction of God. And utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not. But slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, horse and sheep and camel and ass. That is the instruction of God. But now look at the obedience. Look at the partial obedience. 2 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 9. What did Saul do? What did he do? But Saul and the people, what did they do? Spear Agag, the king, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatling, that is, and the lambs, and all that was good, and will not utterly destroy them. But everything that was vile and refuse, they destroy utterly. But they spear some certain things. They want to make sacrifice to God. They want to do service for God. They have forgotten. King Saul have forgotten the instruction of what? Of God. What was the instruction? Go and utterly do what? Destroy. Don't spear anything. That is the instruction of God. Look at God's verdict on King Saul. 15 and verse 22. 15 and verse 22. And Samuel said, hath the Lord, after he has come back from doing, I have gone to do the work of the Lord. I have obeyed the word of God. And Samuel said, hath the Lord has great delight in burnt what? Offering. And sacrifices as in words. Obeying the voice of the Lord. The works of what? Faith. What is the works of faith? Obeying the voice of who? Obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than what? And to hearken than the fat of what? Round. It's not about sacrifice. It's not about doing work. Doing work. Are you obeying the voice of the Lord? Are you doing it according to the instruction of God? Woman pastor. Okay. The second one. Let's look at the second person. The young prophet. The young prophet. People who think they can bribe God by partial obedience. They can do it their own way and still be acceptable before God. What was God's instruction? Do not eat bread, drink water, or return by the same way. That was the instruction of God. And you can see that in 1 Kings chapter 13 and verse 4. So was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor return again by the same way that thou comest. That was the instruction of God. But what was his own obedience? What was his partial obedience? What did this young prophet did? Chapter 13 and verse 19. Chapter 13 and verse 19. Chapter 13 and verse 19. So he went back with him. An old prophet in the city went and met him and told him, I'm also a prophet. Old member, old prophet, I am also a prophet. You are also a prophet. Why did God leave you there and go and you choose a young person from outside to come and speak for him? Why? And this young man has forgotten the instruction of God to him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his what? House. And drank what? Wine. He has forgotten the instruction of who? Of God. He has forgotten. So, faith must continue in obedience until when? The end. You must continue in obedience until the end. Let's look at another example. Lot's wife. God's instruction to Lot's wife was to escape. He was to escape and do not look back as you are going. As you are going, oh, grace, don't look back. The book of Genesis chapter 19 and verse 17. And it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, escape for thy words, life. Look not behind thee. Neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be what? Consumed. But what happened? 19 and verse 26. What did Lot's wife do? 19 verse 26, Genesis. But his wife, what did she do? Look back from behind him. And she became a what? A pillar of salt. May you not look back in the name of Jesus Christ. May you continue. May the Lord give you the grace to continue to the end in the name of Jesus Christ. She started very well. She started. I'm going to heaven. I'm on my way to heaven. She started. Only God knew what she remembered. Following God, following Christ is not by leg. It is by what? Heart. You don't follow Christ by leg. You follow him by what? Heart. She was following the husband by leg. But her heart, where was her heart? In Sodom. So she looked back and wanted to test God. She was consumed immediately. Let's move on quickly. We have the religious believers of today, religious ones, those who are only occupied with service. They want to do service for God. They want to do service for God. I want to please God. But they are not ready to obey the instructions of God. Many profess faith in Christ, but selectively obey only convenient part of the scripture. These religious ones only obey any part. The part they choose not, they only choose some part to obey. Anything they see that it does not work with their faith, they say it has expired. One of them even said, baptism have expired. They choose which part to obey. They are religious ones. Who are they? They include, they love blessings, but they neglect holiness. They love blessing. They can do anything to get the blessings of God. But talk about holiness, lie away. They don't want to listen to that. They desire heaven, but they are always in friendship with what? With the world. They desire the crown, but they reject the world. The cross. They want to wear the crown. They want to go to heaven and wear the crown. But when you present the cross of Jesus to them, away with your gospel, they tell you, away. We don't have time for that. Seeking God's promises while ignoring his word, his commandment. Let's look at Luke chapter 6 and verse 46. Luke 6 verse 46. And why call me what? Lord, Lord. Today now, look at thousands of people has gone to church. What have they gone there to do? They have gone there to call Lord Jesus. I believe you. Lord Jesus. Lord, Lord. Why do you call me Lord, Lord? And do not what? You don't do what? Why you say Lord Jesus? I believe. Lord Jesus. I believe. In miniskirt, Lord Jesus. In jumper brows, Lord Jesus. With punk in your head, Lord Jesus. With chains and on your neck and the thing in your earring, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. But you are not ready to obey the scripture. Why? Why are you calling him Lord, Lord? You are not ready to obey. The Lord will help us and give us the understanding to obey in Jesus' name. Let's move on as we move to the last part of this study. As we move on, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 5. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 5. Having a form of what? A form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Such they have a form of godliness, but the power that is able to convert them, they don't have that power. But they deny the power. From such, what did the Bible say we should do? Turn away. Turn away. Leave them. Don't listen to that gospel. Turn away. True faith obeys the whole counsel of God. True faith in God, we always obey the whole counsel of God. Let's move on. Then the last one, the devil's faith. There are those who have what? The devil's faith. This kind of faith is the faith that does not have any works, no obedience at all. The book of James chapter 2 and verse 19. James 2 and verse 19. Thou believest that there is one God. Look at what the apostle, look at what the elder, the man is asking. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. Did you believe there is one God? In fact, from here, I have come to realize that even the devils don't believe in Trinity. Look at it now. Thou believest that there is one God. The devils. Thou doest well. The devils also do what? So the devils don't even believe in Trinity. They don't believe in it. They don't believe in it. Those of you who are preaching and you want to preaching, you are defending the faith. You say you are defending faith. What are you defending? You are defending what Satan himself did not even believe. Satan, the devils, the demons, the fallen angels, they believe there is one God. And you are saying there is the God. God in Trinity, bless you. What are you singing? Which God is in Trinity? Devil believe. Satan believe. The devils, fallen angels, they believe there is one God. Something follows it. He did not only believe. What did he do? That scripture. The Bible said he what? He trembles. He believed and trembled. He did not only believe, he trembles. So any faith that only believes and trembles without any good works to show for it, it is equal to the faith of who? Oh, it is equal to the faith of who? It is equal to the faith of the devil. For the devil believe Jesus is Lord. They believe that he is the Son of God. In fact, so many places in the Bible, they will cry and tell Jesus, "Thou Son of who? Have you come to trouble us? Leave us." They believe he is the Son of God. But upon all the belief, do they obey him? No. So what kind of faith did the Satan or the devils have? What kind of faith? Dead faith. Any faith that only trembles without believing the true word of God is the devil's faith. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So do ask yourself this morning, what kind of faith do you have? Is it the devil's faith that trembles? Or is it the partial faith you do it your own way? Or is it a living faith that obey God's instruction without leaving anything? The Lord will help you. The Lord will help us to have a living faith in Jesus' name. Let's bow down our head as we give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to God. Give me the grace to be doers of your word. Father, give me the grace to be doers. Open your mouth and pray. Give me the grace to be doers.
In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. If you have been blessed, clap your hand for the Lord. Thank you, Brother Theophilus. Any question? I hope Theophilus has not gone to the children's church yet. Everybody will give account of himself. Any question? Yes? Somebody over there.
Yes, sir. I'm grateful for the teaching. There's this I want to find out. When Pastor was saying words concerning salvation, I want to know the works that a man can do concerning the dividends. When we talk about that a man is saved by Jesus Christ, he died for our sins. So what are the works now that a man could do when you are saved? Based on the teaching that once saved is forever saved. So what are the works that is required of a man on the finished works of Calvary?
What are the works?
Yes, sir.
That is required for somebody who is saved.
Yes, sir, as an elect.
Well, first and foremost, when you say works, you have to define it in proper perspective. Number one, salvation is a gift. The gift of God is eternal life. Is a gift. You receive it freely. You don't work to receive it. Even while we were yet sinners, he already paid the price. And we are justified before God for the purpose of our salvation, not through what we have done, but through Christ. What Christ did for us. That is what justifies us before God. However, when we say works, you also know that we must know how to live a life pleasing before God. Your daily walk with God, there is a requirement for it. The grace that bringeth salvation teaches there are things we are supposed to do and things we are not supposed to do. For instance, without holiness, you will not see him. So, when you talk about works, you place it properly in the context of the usage of that word, works. Faith is revelation. By faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. Hebrews 11 verse 4.
By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous.
Which faith? So the faith here is revelation. So he had a revelation of how to offer that kind of sacrifice before God, that it needed blood. But Cain did not know, did not have that revelation. So, now, my brother is teaching, and he talks about the works. We also have, in James chapter 2, for instance, verse 17 and verse 18. James chapter 2, verse 17. He said,
even so,
okay,
faith.
Verse 16.
And one of you say unto them, depart in peace.
Somebody has problem, has a need, and comes to you. And one of you say unto them,
depart in peace.
Yes.
Be ye warmed and filled.
Uh-huh.
Notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body. What does
How
it profit?
How will it profit him? There is something you are supposed to do to meet that need. You didn't do that yet. You are praying for him. Go ahead.
Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone.
Uh-huh. Now, verse 18, listen very well.
Yea, a man say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works.
Again.
Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works.
If you have revelation, the evidence that you have a revelation, evidence is what you do. The evidence that you have a revelation that of the body of Christ. Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 brought it out as this one body of a human being is one body with many members. So also is the body of Christ. And if I am a member, you are a member. That's why, because we are connected, if one member suffers, the other also suffer. Now, if you have that revelation, that is why I can call you Brother Emeka, Brother Victor. Now, you are saying Brother Victor, but here you are not. The way you relate with him will show whether you really have that faith, that revelation. The way I relate with you is the works that confirm my faith. He said also that you believe if you have a revelation that there is going to be a rapture. The evidence of that is the life that you live will show whether you believe it or not. That is faith. Faith without works is dead. If you say you love somebody, evidence that you love somebody is not a confession. It's the way you relate with that person that will show that you love. Faith without works, that faith is dead.
Thank you, sir. So now, related to once saved and forever saved. When once saved, maybe like the scripture we read in James 2, 17 and 18, maybe a brother has come to you for something and you could not do that which you're supposed to maybe assist. Will that affect you from going into the rapture, or it can only affect your reward when now, you've gone there?
Now, you see, please listen to my answer very well. Listen to my answer very well. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 7.
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God
again,
and knoweth God.
Again.
Beloved, let us love one another,
yes,
for love is of God,
yes,
and everyone that loveth,
yes,
is born of God and knoweth God.
Uh-huh.
He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love.
Yes.
In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him.
Yes.
Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
Read that verse 7 and verse 8 again for emphasis.
Beloved, let us love one another.
Listen very well.
For love is of God.
Love is of God.
And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
And that, what's the opposite of that statement?
He that loveth not.
Eh? Bring it again.
Verse 8. He that loveth not, knoweth not.
Verse 7. Listen, I will read it. Let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone that loveth is born of God. Everyone that does not love is not born of God. Amen. Am I correct? And that evidence that the person does not know God. And verse 8.
He that loveth not,
knoweth not God. Number one evidence that you are born again is love. So will you go to heaven? How can you go to heaven when you don't know God?
Daddy, could we add 1 John chapter 3, verse 7?
Go ahead.
Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous.
Even as
he is righteous.
God is righteous.
He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
What I'm even saying, I'm answering him directly. Can I hate my brother? Somebody that called my brother, I hate him, and still go to heaven? That's what you are saying. That's what you are saying. Because once saved, forever saved. That I hate my brother is evidence I'm not saved. I hope I've answered you.
For sir.
Thank you. Any other question? Yes?
Praise the Lord. There is this thing I want to know. If somebody, you, by faith, you say something, you decree a thing, and that thing happens. And the same person, at times, you repeat the same thing, you decree something again by faith, and that thing did not happen. Does it mean the other one happened by luck?
No.
So I want to know.
No, no. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14.
And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us.
So whatever you ask will be subject to God's will also. Any other question?
Good morning. I'm yes. David calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
My question is to Brother Theophilus.
Theophilus, what
when he mentioned about Noah. So my question is just direct. Is it that there have never been rain on the earth? The rain of Noah was the first rain on earth, or there have been rain before that of Noah?
There is a verse that spoke about how the earth was watered.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 5.
Yes, read it, please.
And every plant of the field before it was on the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. And
so you can see, there is water was just coming up from the ground to water the vegetation.
Yeah.
But rain from above coming had not taken place until the flood of Noah.
Okay, thank you, sir. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you. Any other question? Thank you for not asking any other question. Can we clap our hands for our God? Clap our hands for our God. You see, the Bible tells us we walk by faith, not by sight. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith, by revelation. These things are deep. Once saved, forever saved. How will I know whether you are saved or not? He that is born of God does not commit sin. You don't enjoy living in sin. And so to know who you are is very simple. Christ himself said, by their fruits, you will know them. If you have the Holy Ghost, the life you live will show if you have the Holy Ghost or not. Simple. Simple. If you have the Holy Ghost, it will lead you. There are things you will do. This flesh will make you to do, but you will not be comfortable. Amen. It will trouble you. Amen. Until you stop it.
That's right.
And when you get stubborn, it will deal with you. If God does not do something to check your useless lifestyle, it's evidence you have no connection with him. But you are going to church. And don't be confused. I've said this over and over for carnal people to think, for spiritual people to also think, that God himself is bound by his own laws. People don't understand it. If you don't ask, you will not receive. If you don't pray, it will not move. It's a principle. That principle still stands in everything. This God, listen very well. This God says, tells us how to deal with your enemies. If your enemy is hungry, what did he say you should do? Please read it for me. People don't understand this God that we serve. So that you don't make a mistake.
Romans.
Listen very well.
Romans chapter 12 verse 19.
Listen very well.
Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves.
He said, don't revenge.
But rather give place unto wrath.
Uh-huh.
For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord.
Go ahead.
Therefore, if thy enemy hunger,
yes,
feed him.
Listen to this verse. It's very, very important. If your enemy is hungry, enemy, somebody you know hates you, but is hungry,
feed him.
Feed him.
If he thirsts, give him drink.
Mm-hmm.
For in so doing,
if you do that, what happens?
Thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head.
So, God himself operates that principle. That is why those who live useless life, but when they have problems, they run to him. They fast and they pray, God will answer them. And the interesting thing or the dangerous aspect of it is that that person will begin to think that it means the life I'm living, God is not even angry with it. If he's angry, why will he give me my answer to my prayer? So he goes to church when he has a problem and once the problem is solved, he goes back to his lifestyle, or he even remains in the church and wants the coordinator, leave me, let me dress the way I want to dress. Leave me, let me, you, where they do like this, you know, as a poor rich. See, me here, you know, see, as prophet, they pick me, they tell me, say, God will fight my battle for me. You, Unko. And by doing that, you don't know that God, every blessing God blesses you is to cause your attention to him. To know what, who is he? Who is this God? So that he will soon reveal to you who he is and you now live a life pleasing before him. The same thing with those of us that are gifted. No matter how useless life, you may stand up from the prostitute like a Samson. Even on top of a prostitute, vision can come forward. So because of it, there is a tendency to say, well, the way I live my life, it doesn't mean I'm still a child of God. Very dangerous. Unknown to you that there is a scripture that is supposed to be a guide. Many will say in that day, was, you know, your name, I did this, I cast that. He said, he doesn't know you. That means God can use me and he doesn't know me. That is why he says sonship is different from a servant. People don't know this. And that is why we live anyhow kind of life. You see all manner of manifestations in the church. And those who sincerely want to serve God, when you see some manifestation, you say, what is this? What is this? What is this? If you're a member of this church, we have established you well on this. Can we stand up? Living by faith. Hallelujah. Care not today what tomorrow may bring. Hey, hallelujah. We are living by faith.